Greetings, my comrades, and welcome back to Zonolith. Today, we are going to be continuing our journey through my reimagined Unova and the one-of-iroh Pokemon the series, Black and White series. If you don't know what this series is, I'm essentially rewriting the entire Black and White series from the ground up while making sure it remains as realistic as possible to make you feel like you're actually watching the Pokemon anime. Obviously, I am not a creator of the show and this is a fan project, so I encourage you all to please go support the official release. In today's episode, I'm going to be going over all the events and we'll be stopping after Ash gets his first gym badge and Silent joins the group. So I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Tell me your thoughts in the comments down below, and please, enjoy the video. So, we continue exactly where we left off, after arriving in Unova, receiving a mysterious stone, and defeating his new rival Trip in a Snivy, Ash, along with his new companion Hilda, head for Striaton City, where Ash plans to get his first Unova gym badge. So, until we get there, I have multiple events to cover, starting off with this one. On the way to Akumula Town, Ash and Hilda tell each other their goals. Ash obviously wants to enter the Unova League, and Hilda wants to make her team of acting Pokemon. So, after teaching Hilda how to catch a Pokemon, Hilda ends up catching a Deerling, and Ash catches a P-Dub. After this, our duo arrives in a Cumula Town, where a major encounter awaits them. They then enter the city to see some kind of protest going on, and they decide to check it out. They then head over to the crowd, who is surrounded by a man named Getsis, who states he is a representative of Team Plasma, and has come to speak to the town about Pokemon liberation.
I know you all consider Pokemon to be your friends, companions, and partners, but that is false. Pokemon are oppressed by people. It is cruel to confine a being of nature to a human mechanism. It is cruel for a being of nature to be forced into battle against another one of its kind. I ask you, the fair people of Akumula Town, if you have any heart, you will release your Pokemon. Allow them to be free from the chains of humanity. That is all I have to say. I wish you all the best.
Getsis then leaves after saying his speech, and obviously, Ash is enraged by this speech, but is stopped by Hilda before he can go after Team Plasma. After Team Plasma leaves, people actually start releasing their Pokemon. Pokemon they've been friends with for years, maybe even decades. This sends Ash into a state of enragement, confusion, and frustration. Why would anyone listen to Team Plasma? Pokemon are our lifelong friends. To release them now after bonding with a human is just cruel. That is what Ash is thinking. But before he can act irrationally, he is then approached by a young man with long green hair. The man then introduces himself as N and states he agrees with Team Plasma's viewpoints. Him and Ash then argue over their beliefs for a bit until N decides he wants to hear the voice of Ash's Pokemon, obviously referring to Pikachu. However, he is shocked when he hears Pikachu's voice, disturbed even. He then challenges Ash to a battle so he can hear Pikachu's voice once again. He then calls upon a Purrline from nearby, and the two engage in a short battle. Once again, Pikachu is easily able to overpower the Purrline, and after seeing the Pokemon hurt, N retreats from the battle, telling Ash they will meet once again so he can truly understand him, and that he may be the one. This is our group's first encounter with Team Plasma, the original one, who in this version of the anime play a very important and critical role in the story. But that's all we got from Team Plasma for now. Our duo then continues on to Striden City. On the way there, there are a few more events that do occur. One event is when Ash and Hilda encounter the Oshawott from Professor Juniper's lab. Oshawott tells Ash he wants to go with him, but before they can do anything else, they are attacked by a gang of Sandile, with the leader having a pair of sunglasses. We then learn from a young boy that they have taken control of a nearby hotel that the boy's father owns, and so Ash and Hilda then go into the hotel and chase the Sandile out with the combined power of all of their Pokemon. Ash then calls Professor Juniper to get the okay to have Oshawott join his team, and now Oshawott is officially part of the team. The leader of the group, the Sandile with glasses, is then inspired by Pikachu's strength, and he evolves into a Krokorok, who will later return in the series later on. We then have Ash and Hilda encountering a director and his crew filming on Route 2 after hearing the director's screams from a mile away. They are filming a brand new commercial for the hit ice cream brand, Castelia Cone, and they just so happen to be missing their star. The original star was none other than coincidentally a female Tepig, and the owner of the Pokemon walked out on the crew after calling the director, quote-unquote, too scary. So Hilda, with her goal, tells the director she can help out, and Tepig gets her first shoot and does really, really well. I wish I could say the same about Ash and Pikachu and the lighting team, but then I would just be lying. The director then tells Hilda that her Tepig is a natural and he hopes that he can work with her in the future. Hilda is ecstatic, as this is the first step towards her goal becoming reality. Ash, finally fed up with the day of holding lights, insists they keep heading to Striden City, and the duo say farewell to the film crew. Our next event is actually the first time Ash and Co. run into Team Rocket. You see, on Round 2, Ash and Hilda encounter a trainer by the name of Ian, who is chasing an altered coloration Lillipup. He then tells the two of them that his goal is to complete the entire Unovadex with shiny Pokemon, and so Ash and Hilda then decide to help him out, not knowing that Team Rocket are watching in the background. After an entire day of failure, Ian finally ends up catching the shiny Lillipup, only for Team Rocket to snatch it up. The normal events then occur, Team Rocket are using their Pokemon from Sinnoh here, but we'll get Newmon later on. One blast off later and the day is saved. Now, I want to make something clear here. This will be the only time I'm ever going to reference Team Rocket in this rewrite outside of important story moments. While Team Rocket will continue to be a pain in the ass for Ash and his friends, talking about every time they show up would just be boring and would take a lot of unnecessary time to talk about. So, Team Rocket is here, I just won't be talking about every single time they show up. However, the beginning portion of this rewrite focuses on a Team Rocket-centric plot, so get excited for that. The two then say goodbye to Ian as they head for Striden City once again. Now, we finally reach Striden City, and Ash is rushing to try and find the gym. Hilda is also helping out, but they can't seem to find the gym anywhere, but then a young man with green hair approaches them to see if it really was a Pikachu on Ash's shoulder, since Pikachu is quite a rare Pokemon in the Unova region. After admiring Pikachu, he then introduces himself as Silen, a Pokemon connoisseur. He then explains what Pokemon connoisseurs are and how they participate in the Pokemon of Valuethons. Ash then asks Silen if he knows where the gym is, and as we all know, Silen does indeed know where the gym is and leads Ash to the Striden City gym. Now, things play out as they do here in the original. Ash is introduced to Silen, Chili, and Cress, and Ash has to choose which one he wants to battle. Ash being Ash states he wants to battle all three of them, and this is where I decided to change some things up. Chili then states that if Ash wants to battle all three of them, why not have a triple battle? I did this so Ash can learn a new way of battling from the Unova region, and it would also show the audience the new mechanic as well to support and promote Pokemon Black and White. I didn't implement rotation battles since the two are very similar, so now we have Ash's Pikachu, Pidove, and Oshawott versus Chili's Pansier, Cress's Panpour, and Silen's Pansage. And now, the first gym battle officially begins! So I won't be giving you guys all the details here since that would just take far too long, but essentially this battle will be a challenge for Ash. He's using Pokemon he just caught. They've had no time to work together as a team, and on the other hand, the brothers have perfect teamwork. So how does this battle go? Well, P-Dove will be the first one to get knocked out from one of Pansier's attacks. However, it was able to get in some damage before it fainted. The next Pokemon to get out is Pampor, and this one is fairly obvious as to why. Ash is using a Pikachu that is essentially on steroids, so it makes quick work of Pampor. The next Pokemon to go down is Pansier, who was taken out by Oshawott, but it's not as simple as you may think. During the time Oshawott was attacking Pansier, Pansage was powering up its Solar Beam, so Oshawott is immediately taken out by the Solar Beam. This leaves only two Pokemon left, Silence Pansage and Ash's Pikachu. Pikachu tries to knock Pansage out using its speed, but Pansage knows the gym field better than anyone, so it's not easy for Pikachu to find him. However, after a long, hard-fought battle, Pikachu is able to get the win against Silen and his Pansage. Now, Pikachu won't be getting too many big wins in this Unova, since I obviously want to showcase Ash's new Pokemon as well, but I felt like here Pikachu needed to show just how strong he was. Due to his victory, Ash is given the Trio Badge and heads off to the Pokemon Center to heal his Pokemon, now with his sights set on Nacarine City, for the next Unova Gym Badge. Now, you all know what happens next. After his Pokemon are healed, he stumbles upon Silen once more, saying he wants to talk to Ash. Silen states how he wants to learn from Ash, believing he can help him become a better trainer and connoisseur, so he asks Ash if he can tag along, and Ash obviously says yes. Now our trio for this Reboot in Unova has finally come together. So, that's where this part of the story comes to a close. It's been really awesome telling you guys this story so far, and I hope you guys will come back for the next episode. If you guys enjoyed this video, remember to leave a like, subscribe to the channel, turn on all notifications to never miss an upload, and to share these videos out there with friends so they can come here and join me for my journey. Also, please go follow me on my Twitter page if you want to see more of me. Again, my name is Zonolith. Thank you guys so much for watching today's video, and I will catch you guys next time.